Special welcome to all of you here as we celebrate the nativity, the birth of the Messiah into our world. Especially welcome all those that will be ministering to the people and taking part in the Christmas dinner right after this Mass. Over 900 people are served. It's a great outreach that is done through many volunteers, not just here at St. Cecilia. And I want to thank you for your service to the church. Also, special mention to the Children of Mary, the Order of Sisters here in Cincinnati that are at the Holy Spirit Center. It's good to have the sisters here this morning. You know, I was talking to my cousin George, and in talking to my cousin George, he said, you know, big weekend for you. You know, he seemed really concerned, you know, big weekend, you know, you have three parishes now. And so how are you keeping, you know, I was thinking that's what he was thinking. He said, you know, big weekend. And I was thinking, well, he knows, you know, that I have three parishes now and things like that. And I said, yeah, the three parishes, you know, I think they have, you know, they have good leadership, so everything's going to be fine. He says, no, I'm not talking about that. He says, it's a big weekend for you because you're in a fantasy football championship for the family. I mean, that's his weekend. And I was like, and I know he's just being, you know, brat about it, you know. And I said, and by the way, I did win the fantasy football championship yesterday. I am the champion of the world. That's a big deal in our family. If I can win the fantasy football championship and I'm the busy priest, that's pretty big. So, you know, indeed, you know, he, you know, my cousin George was really pointing that it is a busy weekend, you know, because, and all you people prove that as we come here, something very special is happening this weekend. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, and of course we do it with so much pomp and ceremony, you know, with the crowds that come, the beautiful flowers, the nativity scene, and all the servers, and it really points out the importance of why we're here. And your presence solidifies that importance of this great event. And we just don't celebrate it once, right? It wasn't just celebrated once. We make sure it's important that we celebrate it every year. And why do we celebrate this great feast every year? Because we are so lucky. You know, we are so lucky that we have a God that came down to this earth. Our God came down to this earth in Jesus Christ. You know, when I was in the Holy Land, the thing that took me by surprise when I was there, and I was at the Sea of Galilee, and I was there, and I was thinking, man, I am swimming where he swam. I'm walking where he walked. I'm eating what he had eaten. I mean, it just impacted me how our Savior came down to this earth and walked with us, walked among us, and we celebrate that. We celebrate the day is born a Savior, Christ, who is Lord. And he came and brought that message straight from the top. And that message came straight from the top, from the heavens. That message came. And it was a message that came from the angels that they couldn't hold in anymore. For 4,000 plus years, humanity has been waiting for the Messiah to come. And for 2,000 years, we've been reaping the benefits. Indeed, he has come, and we celebrate that every year, and how lucky we are. And that message came to these shepherds. It's important that we realize, why did they go to the shepherds? You know, the shepherds were people that were, in many ways, looked down upon very much as impure. Indeed, the angels came down to announce that the Savior was born through them. And I think it's important why they did that. Why was that so? It's because the message is for everybody. The message that our Savior has come, our Messiah is here, is for every single person. It is for all of us, because indeed we need our God. You know, oftentimes people say, hey, you know, I don't know why we have to go to church every single weekend. We do. God commands us to come to church every weekend. Why is that? Because we need it. It's not because Daddy says, you gotta come, you know? You know, it's just like all good parents, and he's our Father. He knows we need it. We need to hear His word. We need to be nourished in the sacraments. We need the people of God, people surrounding us. We need what the priest, through his sacraments, brings. We need all that. Indeed, He comes through this Mass. Christmas. Little Christmases happen every time we come to Mass. Christmas comes. Jesus comes. And we are so lucky to participate in that. But, you know, as we come here this Christmas day, we celebrate an historical event that happened, that God came down to this earth. But, you know, as Mary was saying, you know, she was pondering, what does it mean? What does it mean for us that our Savior came down to this? What does this change? What does this change? Well, I think we know that it changes everything. It does. It changes everything, you know, because we are no longer called to live our own wills. You know, we can have a vision, a dream of our life, and that's good to have visions and dreams and goals. That is. But if they go against God's will, then those are not good ones. And God wants us to be on His adventure, not necessarily ours. And so by His coming, everything is changed because we live for Him and we die for Him. We die to all those hopes, dreams, and fears that we want. And we give it over to God. And that's the adventure God wants you to live in your life. And what does that lead you to? What does that lead you to? It leads you to caring for those that are in need, first of all. And we have that Christmas dinner, you know, and that is caring for people that in many ways, it could be just families that don't have a meal anywhere else. This is how they come and celebrate Christmas. Or it might be those people that don't have anybody to talk to. Or it could be people that don't even have a meal. I mean, we are, you know, we go out to those in need, and we're called. You know, what does it all mean to us? We're called to be generous with our lives. You know, we're called to, in many ways, to be priest, prophet, and king. You know, our baptism, you know, being a priest, a person that prays, a prophet, a one that witnesses Jesus Christ, and then one that is king, one that leads one to Christ. And that changes our life. And that changes our life. And that's what happens when we come here and celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. It changes our life because, indeed, we have a God that's with us. We have a God with us. He never, ever leaves you. You know, even though sin may pervade in our world, and sin may pervade in a particular spot where there just seems to be just evil, do you know in the midst of just plain evil that God is there? That if someone just raises up their spirit to Jesus Christ, it penetrates that very evil? It's just like the light, you know, just like these candles. You know, in the darkness, as dark as this church gets, you know, if I light one of these candles, I'm going to see it. And of course, we've seen it on mountaintops, how we can see light from such a distance away, and how much power that brings when we pray, when we witness, when we lead people to Jesus Christ, how much that makes a difference in our world. And that's part of what we celebrate today. Indeed, we have a Savior who is Christ our Lord. But what it means to us is that it changes things. It changes things for our lives. It changes things for our world. You know, in a time where we've come to understand that less is more, that more is not better. Because all that stuff, we know when we have more, it just complicates our life, doesn't it? You know, I'm a collector, and when I just think that I stop collecting at times because it just complicates my life. What am I going to do? You know, what is this? You know, I really have a come to Jesus moment in many ways. And, you know, less is not more. More is not better. Indeed, but God calls us to more. He does call us to more. He calls us to more in us. He wants more for us. He wants to be one with Him. And that's why He walked this earth, to be one with us. One with us now, one with us in spirit, and one when we perish from this life. What a God we have that loves us so much. Let us celebrate that love. Let us live in that love. Amen.